can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Pets.
Crazy.
Lavar.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Scheman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN.
The crazy day.
Lavar Ball, crazy day. NBA trade deadline is over. We've reached the other side. Welcome, everybody. It is 3 minutes past the NBA trade deadline. And unless we get a last second fax that was stuck in the machine a la the Cleveland Browns, Anthony Davis is still a Pelican.
Mm-hmm.
Lonzo Ball is still a Laker, even though his dad just had a scorched earth policy with everybody. Kyle Kuzma and everybody else has to look at LeBron James and say, hey, we're still here, even though you went and sit next to us on the bench the other night and try to get us all traded. And we'll see if Luke Walton keeps his job.
Where will LeBron sit tonight?
This is against the Celtics, by the way. Lakers-Celtics tonight on TNT.
Man,
everybody's still together. This
like
is going to be great.
Game 7 of the finals. I want to hear some creative chants. And I would say this, no matter what, if it was in Philadelphia tonight, I'd say the same thing. Give me something creative about Lonzo Ball. I don't care about LeBron, but give me something creative tonight.
Well, of course, we all know that the Indianapolis crowd the other night was chanting, LeBron's going to trade you to Brandon Ingram, so hopefully the Celtics fans will pick up on
What's going to be great about tonight, I hope. Does TNT have the half-hour pregame tonight? I hope they do. Sometimes they don't.
I don't know.
They should today on the trade deadline day. They should make
a
show for it.
They should. But to hear Charles and Shaq and Kenny, just because you know they'll talk about LeVar. They'll talk about LeVar.
Yeah.
They'll talk about everything. I really want.
That's at 7?
If nothing, hopefully
the
it's at 7.
Eight.
Maybe it's 7:30. But at least they'll talk about it at halftime and in between games. In between the Portland, San Antonio.
Don't the two, Giannis and LeBron, don't they draft their all-star teams tonight?
Oh, I think you're right.
I think they do. So, but that would lead to a pregame show,
right,
which is good.
Yeah.
So, Boston crowd, can they get a – is – Where's your daddy? Is that creative enough for you, or you want something, some real creativity?
I don't know. This crowd is still sobering up from the parade.
Lonzo's not going to play tonight, right? Is he going to? He's had the ankle injury. I don't know if he's playing tonight or not.
I don't think he's playing. He'll be there, though. Right?
Oh, he'll be there.
He'll be there on the bench. Oh, this is great. Rick Hamla from NBA TV will join us in 25 minutes. We'll ask him these questions.
Well, speaking of LeBron, so you're going to get into this?
Yeah, so Harrison Barnes of the Mavericks gets traded to the Kings. He was told before their game last night, their 99-93 win over the Hornets, that a trade was in the works, and then he did actually find out about it during the game.
But they gave him the option, as Stephen A. pointed out, and rightly so, if he wanted to play or not, and he said, yeah, play.
And he did, and even after he found out, he wanted to finish the game. Dirk Nowitzki commented on his now former teammate, says he's a better man than I am, the fact that he stood in there and played great. LeBron James, from afar, tweeting out his displeasure, right?
Yeah, he said, so let me guess. This is cool. And he did not, he had the wrong facts. So let me guess. This
Fun
is
fact.
Cool because they had to do what was best for the franchise, right? James wrote, traded this man while he was literally playing in the game and had zero idea. I'm not knocking you traded him because it's a business and you have to do what you feel what's best. But I just want this narrative to start to get real / change. And not when a player wants to be traded or leaves a franchise that he's selfish, ungrateful player. But when they trade you, release, waive, cut, et cetera, it's the best for them. I'm okay with both, honestly. Truly I am. Just call a spade a spade. Well, LeBron, get your facts straight, right? Stephen A. already pointed this out. He already knew all of this. I mean,
Barnes.
Barnes.
Harrison Barnes already knew about it.
I knew about it.
So he was cool with it.
And second, LeBron, who gives a damn what you think about other teams trading people? We all know it's a business. Yeah, you're right.
This is how this works, LeBron.
This is what it is. It's why Anthony Davis's father about Kyrie, how they treated Isaiah Thomas. I mean, come on. We're going to go through the history of sports about that? You think the NBA's bad? What about the NFL? Brutal. Absolutely brutal. No guaranteed. You're cut just like that.
Yeah.
Come on. So, but I wonder if LeBron's going to get at least a call from the commissioner about this. Not that this is tampering, but you're not really supposed to comment on other people's dealings in the NBA. It's not really. It's kind of frowned upon.
All right. Well, let's be fair and let's talk about the main thing that LeBron is talking about here. It's okay for teams to trade players and treat them like property, but the fact that he seems, and he said this before, the players aren't allowed to raise a stink and say they want to be traded. Look, they can give their opinion on whether they want to be traded or not. I mean, LeBron looks foolish here on the Harrison Barnes situation because he didn't have all the facts, but LeBron has brought this up before. And every time LeBron has gone out of his way to opt out of expiring deals and have minimum time on him and have full control as a player as to where he goes as many times as possible. He's done that better than anybody, but he's LeBron. He can do it. He has had more control than most NBA players. I mean, does he have a point, is what I'm saying, about them being treated like pieces of meat?
No, we're all commodities.
Right.
We all are. You want to talk about broadcasting in the NBA or professional sports, besides the millions and millions of dollars. But really, I mean, this is a cutthroat business. We know it.
I've lived in 6 states because of this business.
You know, I've worked in 5 of the states in New England because of this business. But, I mean, been fortunate enough to... But it is a very cutthroat business, radio and TV, broadcasting in general. It is.
Fact.
You know? It's... So, I have a... Look, it is what it is. It's... You know, what Curt Flood did in 1973, fighting for free... And until that... People, that's not that long ago.
No.
In baseball, you could not... There were no free agents until 1973.
They owned you for your entire career.
It's also the first year the DH came into the league.
Yep.
But Curt Flood is the one who said, no, I mean, he started this. Otherwise, at least in Major League Baseball. But Major League Baseball still doesn't have a salary cap. Mm. And you got people wanting $400 million a year. And now they're upset because people they think owners are colluding because they didn't get it.
By the way, Bryce Harper talking to the Giants now.
Great.
They've been late... have showed late interest in him.
I wouldn't even offer him
200.
That's my limit
for a 241 hitter.
249
hitter. Yeah. 239-337 ESPN. And we'll update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll in just a second as well. But first, Mike in Bonita, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey guys. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
All right. I took my sons, who've been begging me, to go to an NBA game for years.
All right.
I took them to last Friday's game against the Thunder. My son loves Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
They had a fantastic time. But now that I realize for 3 tickets, it cost me $175, and the seats that we were in, topographically speaking, were the highest point of elevation.
Mike,
in
you
the
talking about
state of Florida?
Are you talking about Orlando or Miami?
Miami.
Okay.
Heat versus Miami.
Yep.
$175 for 3 tickets. We were the highest point in the state of Florida, put it that way, for $175. Now the kids had a great time.
How much parking?
You throw in the $100 for the food, etc. I'm over here in Fort Myers, so I did a hotel so that I wasn't driving back across the alley.
Another 200.
So I'm thinking I was in for a night at the NBA experience for about $500. And again, I love my boys.
Yep.
I'm glad they enjoyed it. But when I consistently hear, now that I've done it, about the plight of the 20-something-year-old NBA player, I don't want to hear it anymore. I finally had it.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for them whatsoever. I don't want to hear how bad it was that they got traded, or LeBron's sitting at this, or Lonzo's making this. I think I heard that the guard that just got traded for the Heat, I cannot recall his name.
Tyler Johnson.
Tyler Johnson.
Last Friday, I believe he's on a $19 million contract, and he looked like a high school player to me compared to Russell Westbrook and Paul George and the rest of them. And I finally just said, you know what, I got to call in and say, look, we are not wealthy people. We want and we appreciate our athletes, but I don't want to feel how bad they have it, because for you to be a 6-minute-a-game player or a 6-point-a-game, 2-assist player, and you're getting paid $19 million, I've had it. I don't want to hear how bad it is for this 27-year-old kid.
Mike, how much was parking?
I Ubered.
Oh, you Ubered. Oh, okay.
All right. Still, that's a cost.
That's a cost. Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people feel like you do.
Yep.
And again, I love the boys. They had a fantastic millennial time with the light show and the DJ and the explosions, and I want to be able to provide that to them. Yeah. But I listen to sports radio because I drive for a living. I listen to you guys every day. Yeah, I listen to the morning show with Golic. And I finally realized I've crossed over to the dark side. I'm that crotchety old father that says, you know what? Suck it, NBA players, because you got it really good and you're 27 years old. Sorry, but I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mike.
I think it applies really to all professional athletes.
He did everything. He did say suck.
Yes. He did.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
That was clear.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing like we talk about in, like, KD said, and we played it last hour, he just wants to play basketball and go home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to go to your nice $10 million home?
Yeah.
Are you cool living in an apartment?
Exactly.
Would you be cool in the G League?
No.
Like, that's what really upsets me about it. And Antonio Brown did it. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I'm an exhibit, right, at a zoo?
Right.
Is that what he said? Yeah,
pretty much.
Where he lives in a cage?
By the way, the only reason he didn't get arrested is because his baby mama drama didn't want the police to file the report.
It's like that fame and fortune. It comes at a cost. It's not It's not great all the time. There's downsides to every job. You deal with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
We're bitching about it, though.
Adrian Wojnarowski's last tweet, trade deadline passes, --, and Boston will get its chance to trade for Anthony Davis. That's the last thing he tweeted.
July 1st.
Yes.
Okay. There we are. And listen, if you think that the only conversations were with the Lakers, and apparently the Pelicans quit taking Magic Johnson's phone call and didn't talk to Rob Pelinka at all.
No.
They were also talking to Danny Ainge with if and or what scenario, hypothetical situations for July 1. There have been conversations going on.
There's one
story out there that said there's going to be a monster deal July 1.
The two parts to that, again, if Danger is not making this deal without knowing and can't do it with Kyrie on the team till July 1st, he's not making that deal unless he knows Anthony Davis is going to sign long-term.
That's a big
number one. Number two, and I'm still convinced he ain't making the deal unless he knows Kyrie's staying. Why would he make that deal and send probably Tatum and Brown and God only knows what else? That makes no sense if Kyrie's going to the Knicks with KD.
So that's
that makes no sense.
That's not one. That's two big question marks. Kyrie Irving and Davis's future.
I think so, unless Danny has a total different mind. But does that make sense? I mean,
no.
Why would you trade for Anthony Davis if Kyrie Irving's not going to be there and give up all the other assets? Because I wouldn't do it.
And again, Davis has not said he's wanting to re-sign with the Celtics if he ever goes there. He wants L.A., Clippers, Milwaukee. Who's the other one?
I'm not convinced of that either, though. I'm convinced that he changed his mind a little bit because initially he wasn't like that. And he got a standing ovation at the Garden the last time he was there. I think he wants to wait and see. I wanted to know if Kyrie was serious about staying with the Celtics. I think he wants to play with him.
What's the future of Magic Johnson now, who is now whiffed on three
when's the press conference?
Players.
He's going to retire, right? He's done. Stepping down, right? Breaking news.
I'll give him this offseason, but if he doesn't land a Kawhi, if he doesn't land a Klay Thompson, if he doesn't land a...
He's going to get Melo, not LaMelo.
Yeah, Carmelo.
Carmelo. That's the latest from me. That there's a good chance that... Lakers are in the hunt for him.
KD's not going there. We know that.
I know that, yeah.
He's still got this offseason where maybe the Pelicans find out that what the Lakers were offering is the best deal.
Yeah.
Okay, go for it. I think if Boston offers up Brown and Tatum, though, you go with that deal.
Think about the 76ers. They gave up Jason Tatum and a 2019 Sacramento first-rounder for Jonathan Simmons, a 2020 OKC first rounder, and a 2019 Cleveland second rounder in the Fultz thing. Wow.
I think it's a good deal for Orlando.
You told me why off the air. Tell our audience on the air why you think that this is a first round bust so far.
This is a number one pick bust.
Right.
There were such high expectations on him in the process, and he was the final piece he was the final building block in the process and all that. When he didn't deliver his rookie year as an 18-year-old, he's a young rookie or a young second-year player at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like in that vacuum, you're in a big-time sports city like Philadelphia. It's almost, I don't want to say impossible to improve, but there are certain types of players that cannot thrive in that environment. Yeah. We've talked about it with the Boston Red Sox. There are just certain guys that go to Boston, too much pressure, the rabid fan base, and they crumble. Mm-hmm. Okay, bring him down to Orlando, where there's no fan base, no expectations put on Markelle Fultz. You gave up a couple of draft picks and Jonathan Simmons, so you didn't give up a whole heck of a lot to get him. And the upside is there where if he works out, you put him with the when Bamba gets back and gets healthy, and now you're starting to see the pieces of a nice Eastern Conference team come together.
Have we determined if Markelle Fultz is A, healthy, and B, has he straightened out a shot?
No and no.
No.
Yeah.
That's the big question mark.
Look, it's a risk, but how long has Orlando been drafting in the lottery? A decade?
Yeah.
And it never works out? Is it Valanciunas is kind of the best piece that they have there?
Yeah.
You've been doing the same thing in Orlando for all these years. It's never gotten you've really even close to the playoffs. Might as well change it up and switch your tactic. Right. If you're going to fail, if you're gonna strike out, I'd rather swing the bat.
Okay. Sounds good. We've got our Twin Peaks Twitter poll out as well, which we didn't update at the top of the hour.
Real quick, okay. Wojnarowski is now saying that your Pistons will be among the most aggressive teams in trying to sign guard Wayne Ellington in the buyout market. Does that excite you?
Do I even know who Wayne Ellington is? Should I know who Wayne? They're going to be aggressive? Who is Wayne Ellington? Anybody?
Bueller?
Tar Heel.
Is he?
Tar Heel. Wayne Ellington, mm-hmm. National champion, Wayne Ellington.
There you go.
I don't remember him.
He played with Tyler Hansbrough.
Yeah. Tyler Hansbrough, that's like a decade ago.
Yeah. 09.
They made an announcement that they're going to aggressively pursue him?
He's a threat.
Guys, he's been in the league for 10 years. Good shooter. Yeah. Good shooter. He's been a Laker.
What are
Put
we
the Pistons
doing?
Over the top, Blake Griffin.
We got 3 7-footers on the road. We don't. The NBA quit being a big man's game about 20 years ago.
All right, updating the polls.
Not in Motown.
It's where Twitter polls at 99.3 ESPN. Who would Dallas Cowboys fans rather have as their head coach? Bob Stoops was introduced as Dallas XFL franchise HC and GM today. So the choice of Jason Garrett or Bob Stoops, overwhelmingly Bob Stoops, 87%. And then is KD right for ripping the media for covering his free agency? 71% say no.
He's not right.
Not okay. Right. 29% say yes.
I think because 71% think like our last caller. They're like, shut up. You crying, whining, spoiled little brats. Right?
That's what it
but
is.
But LeBron's not going to like hearing that. He doesn't like being called a little whiny little brat. They're people.
Too bad.
They're people. They should be able to have feelings, too.
They are people. And you can talk all you want about the money doesn't make a difference. Yeah, it does make a difference. It's a bit, and you have to, when you get into professional sports, you're an employee.
Yeah.
It's a business. It is a business. They may do with you whatever, and if you don't like it, you can quit.
You know what? You know what? At someday, I believe LeBron James will be an owner of a team. I'd be curious to see how he feels then when he starts making trades.
You think he'll be an owner? I don't think so.
Yeah, no, he's stated long ago.
He says that now.
I think he will.
A partial owner, like Jordan.
Like Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to front all the money, but he will.
Who would buy? Cleveland?
He stated that. No. Well, maybe Cleveland.
What if he becomes Pat Riley's boss?
Yeah, he might. No, he has stated time and time again that is his number one goal after playing is to be an owner. And although I have heard him say not necessarily basketball. I know he loves him some football, but that's a tough one to crack too. But I'll be curious to see if he feels the same way when it's time for him to trade players. Exactly. All right.
This is breaking news in my life.
All right.
What, we got? Do we need a sounder?
There's a report of a coyote in my neighborhood.
Really?
Earlier today.
Really?
That's not that uncommon, is it?
For a coyote? Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
I might be rabid coming out in the day. Usually they're nocturnal.
Coyotes are?
Yeah, most of them are. I mean, they do come out in the day, but I thought
if it's in the daytime.
Really?
Yeah,
that's not good.
Coyotes mostly are nocturnal, but I've seen them.
Do you have any construction going on in your area that might have?
No, nothing.
Yeah, I'd watch out for him.
Got a dog too.
You got a dog and
little kids? Well, it's like a real dog, not one of your dogs where it's like a miniature little thing. It's a real 65-pound Labrador.
Put my Scotty Terrier up against any dog.
That's a sad note because my dog, which I just lost 2 months, today would have been her 14th birthday.
Oh, that's an open wound, Craig, and I forgot about that. That's
yeah.
I'll go away.
Wow.
Meanwhile, we've got Rick Kamla coming up from NBA TV.
Gosh, I feel like a jerk now.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Scheman and Shepard.
Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN on a Thursday. We are 1/2 hour past the NBA trade deadline. Coming up in seconds, Rick Kamla from NBA TV will be with us. If you're just kind of getting into it, whatever the case may be, Anthony Davis is still a Pelican, and Lonzo Ball is still a Laker, and we are going to have fun as the Lakers take on the Celtics tonight on national TV with plenty to talk about.
And Anthony Davis, I'm reading right now, he plans to play.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm glad he's not going to sit.
At least until the summer.
Okay. Well, next year it's going to be just sit it all out like Kawhi Leonard did. We'll see. We'll get the inside scoop with our good friend Rick Kamla from NBA TV. He joins us with his insight on all this. Rick, how are you, sir?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Frank Scheman, a.k.a. Big Voice Guy. What's happening, man?
I'm excited, but I'm let down at the same time, man. Been watching this 3 o'clock deadline come and go. Some deals did take place that are interesting that we'll get to. But at the end of the day, Anthony Davis is still a Pelican, and Magic Johnson still is now 0-for-3 on luring big-time names to Los Angeles other than LeBron.
Yeah, and look, we talk all the time about how the Knicks are such a dysfunctional organization, you know, from ownership to front office to coaching to players and all that. It's just always funky. It's always something. Same thing could be said about the L.A. Lakers, man. You've got finger pointing between, you know, Jeannie Buss and the powers that be. You know, you wanted Lonzo Ball. No, I didn't. You wanted Lonzo Ball. It's your fault we took him over to De'Aaron Fox and all that stuff. But really what this came down to, if the second offer that was reported from L.A. to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis was legit, and it came from very, very good sources, so I think it was. And for those that haven't been keeping up with it was Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, Rajon Rondo, Lance Stevenson. I think one more player that's name is escaping me, two future first-round picks, and they agreed to take on the terrible contract that they signed Solomon Hill to. They checked every box with that reported offer. Mm-hmm. Can they do better this summer for Boston or somebody else? Maybe, perhaps. But that's a pretty good deal, man. You know, you get 2 second overall picks. You get Kyle Kuzma, who in actuality is a top 10 pick or a top 5 pick based on who he is now as an NBA player. You get, you know, cap flexibility, you get future picks. So I thought that was a legitimate offer, if true, by the Lakers. So then you say, well, then why wouldn't the Pelicans do it? Because they're petty. Because they feel like they're being bullied by Magic and or Rich Paul and or LeBron James and or the Laker brand. And they're like, you guys want Anthony Davis and you want him now? We're not ready to do it now. And so they've sort of, in my opinion, this is not a tell, this is my speculation, they've let their inner petty, the Pelicans, kind of get in the way. Because they're salty that they're not going to be able to move forward long-term with Anthony Davis. And they're caught up in their feelings a little bit here. I think they should have taken that trade with the Lakers, to be honest with you.
Interesting.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, Rick. They still may be able to do it. Why? I don't think they're being petty at all. I think they're being smart. Why should Dell Demps not wait until at least see what the Celtics are going to do? And I still believe Anthony Davis would sign there long-term if he knew Kyrie Irving would stay. If that's not going to happen, I don't see why Danny Ainge makes that deal. If Kyrie's going to the Knicks and taking KD with him, fine. I don't think Danny Ainge makes that deal for Anthony Davis and trades away Tatum and Brown and other draft choices, which is a hell of a lot more and better players than the Lakers are offering. So if they don't want to do that, the Laker deal probably still going to be on the table July 1st, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, but you know, things could change, man. There could be an injury here, it could be an injury there. A team could have more success, you know, and maybe plans change. I mean, and I think that's what the Pelicans are thinking. Like, why, you know, kind of like Bryce Harper with the Nationals. You know, why am I going to take your offer that's been on the table for months? I'm going to shop my wares to all these other Major League Baseball teams to try to improve it. So if from that line of thinking. And look, I'm not saying that the Pelicans aren't dealing with the Lakers 100% on a petty tip. I think the petty is a big part of it, but I think also there's the sensibility part of it that, hey, let's wait, let's get to the summer, and let's weigh all of our options as opposed to just negotiating with one team. But the other thing is, like, Danny Ainge is a gangster, okay? And I mean that in the nicest, yeah, most affectionate possible, yeah, way. He is. Yeah. He is trying to get the most that you can give with him giving up the least that he can give. So I don't think that the leverage that the Pelicans had over the Lakers in advance of this deadline is more leverage than they will have with any team now going forward, because teams, they might want to do with Davis, they might not want to do it. But the Lakers were hell-bent to get this deal done. And I do feel like the Pelicans felt like they were getting bullied a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you guys know we're all, you know, none of us are punks here. When we feel like we're getting bullied, what do? We push back, yeah, and fight back. And I feel like that's what the Pelicans did a little,
sure,
bit. And so, like, the Boston package, what is it going to be? I mean, is Jason Tatum better than Kuzma, Ingram, and Ball? Yep. Is Jaylen Brown better than Kuzma, Ingram, and Ball? I don't know. I don't know about that. I think Kyle Kuzma's right there on an even plane with Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, but they factor in the draft picks, though, too, and they could have four number ones this year. That's huge.
No, Boston's set up, man, and that I go back to Danny Ainge. And, you know, I just had a weird thought driving home. You know, I'm listening to the radio and all these, like, trade discussions and stuff, and I'm like, if I were an owner – and I could have one guy running my team, one guy calling the shots for my team, who would it be? And, you know, Popovich crossed my brain. I'm like, it's Danny Ainge, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the trade he made with Brooklyn to set that team up, it was like the damn Vikings-Cowboys trade with Herschel Walker back in the day, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Talking with Rick Kiemla from NBA TV. I want to go back to the finger-pointing with the Lakers that you mentioned just a moment ago, because Magic Johnson, when he took over, said loud and clear, if I don't get two primo athletes in here in my first 2 years, I will step down and resign. Okay, he got LeBron. Let's give him credit for that. But he whipped on Kawhi, whipped on Paul George, maybe going to whip on Anthony Davis through the summer. Do you think if the summer comes and goes and he's still holding the bag, do you think he steps down? Or do we kind of start looking at LeBron and whether free agents want to come and play with him or not?
Craig, great question, and I love that you brought that back. Well, I mean, it seems like the Lakers may be at a loggerhead here, because doesn't it kind of feel like they're trying to sabotage Luke Walton a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so we know that LeBron James has affected the job insecurity of previous head coaches. I want to say it in as mild of language, mm-hmm, as possible.
Yeah, it's a fact.
And I don't really feel the love between LeBron and Luke Walton. I mean, hell, like 2 or 3 weeks into the season, you know, there was the chatter about Luke Walton's job being on the line. And heck, that goes back to the summer. As soon as LeBron made the decision, it was like, okay, the clock is ticking on Luke Walton here.
Yep.
I like Luke Walton a lot. I think he's a quality coach, and I think he's going to be a head coach in this league for a long time. Jeannie Buss, the owner and sort of operator right now of the Lakers, has basically said, you know, Luke Walton's our guy, and I'm hanging in there with him. So this may come down to you know, sort of the Magic in LeBron camp saying, you know, we want a new coach. And I don't know that Magic Johnson necessarily thinks this. I'm just kind of playing this out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe Magic and LeBron are on the, hey, let's get a new coach in your side, whereas Jeannie Buss and some of the other powers that be maybe are on the, nah, let's keep Luke Walton side. Well, that may cause Magic Johnson, and coupled with, Craig, like you were saying, maybe they keep swinging and missing on getting these big-time guys, and maybe Magic Johnson says, yeah, you know, I'm good. We gave it a shot. It didn't work out. And maybe he just walks away. So I think that the drama and the soap opera is only going to continue to spiral here in L.A.
Well, speaking of the soap opera, as the ball or balls turn, LeVar Ball again. And I hate to give the guy any pub at all, but I think he's past a certain point of craziness. And I know people think there's a method to his madness, that wherever Lonzo Ball eventually gets traded to, and I think he will, that the LeVar baggage that goes along with it may dissuade some owners, but I'm not in that camp yet. However, earlier this week, you heard, I'm going to speak it into existence. That was his quote about him going to the Phoenix Suns, meeting his son Lonzo Ball. And then this morning, you know, with Shannon Sharpe and Bayless, Just taking it to a whole level of stupidness, if there is such a word. It's just stupid. It's ignorant, arrogant, stupid. It makes no sense at all. Forget the fact that Lonzo Ball is now better than LeBron James. Everything else he said is and thank God Shannon Sharp challenged him. But tell me how Lonzo Ball walks into the – even though he's got an ankle injury. How does he walk into the locker room at all now, especially tonight, in a hostile environment in Boston? What does he do? I mean – how do you handle this?
Well, I mean, he's this has been his dad his whole life. So
yeah,
he's
but,
used to having a loud mouth, and the whole thing, stay in your lane. Like, that's one of the phrases on one of his T-shirts that's way overpriced. and obviously he didn't coin the phrase, stay in your lane, man. I mean, I'm sorry, man. That's been around for a while. But Lonzo Ball's father, LeVar, in fact, does not stay in his lane. So it's the exact opposite of what the T-shirt says. And so that's probably been the case Lonzo's entire life. So I'm sure it's a lot of, shoulder shrugging and eye rolling, like, there goes dad again, dad being dad, Mm-hmm. So it is what it is. But I do think that there are some teams that are turned off by that, many, many teams. And I don't know this again. It's not intel. It's just observing and speculation from being in this for a minute. But I do think that totally turns off some teams. I do believe that there are some teams that say, I won't do business with the Ball family.
Yeah. Do you think Demps is one of those GMs, though? Do you think this has maybe if LeVar Ball said nothing the last couple of weeks, would this deal could have gotten done if he didn't open his mouth?
I mean, I think that's a fair question, but no, I don't think that this is just so much bigger than LeVar Ball and his huge mouth. You know what I mean? This is like, and it's not only the future of the Pelicans and the Lakers, it's the future of the NBA. Yeah. Like, wherever Anthony Davis goes, and whatever superstar or superstars he aligns with, could be the next championship team or dynasty team. So, I don't think, as loud of a voice as he is and as visible as he is, I don't think what he had to say about wanting Lonzo to play in Phoenix had anything to do with this deal not getting done.
Rick Kambla from NBA TV. In our final minute here, I don't want to leave you without getting your comment on both Markelle Fultz, the former number one pick of the 76ers, being traded to Orlando, and Marc Gasol going to Toronto, and how that affects the East.
Well, I absolutely love the upgrade from Jonas Valanciunas to Marc Gasol in Toronto. They're all chips in the middle of the table this year. Obviously, Kawhi can leave in the offseason. It's ring or bust in Toronto right now. And what they and earlier than that, and you guys saw this, the Bucks shrewdly stole Nikola Mirotic from the Pelicans. Mm-hmm. So that was like, oh, the Bucks got one up on the Raptors. No, they didn't. The Raptors got Gasol, and now they're staring each other eye to eye. So I love both moves for both teams. Orlando is so bloodthirsty for a point guard that they actually shipped a number one pick to Philadelphia for Markelle Fultz. I would not have done that. But that just goes to show you the desperation that they have at the point guard position down there in Orlando. I would bet against it working out, though. I think Markelle Fultz is a head case. Mm.
Rick, final question for me. Just yes or no. Don't have to give me a percentage. Yes, that Kyrie Irving and KD are wearing Knick uniforms next year. Your gut feeling, yes or no?
Man, I'm going to say no. It just feels like, that feels like a media creation. It feels like a Twitter creation. And who knows? It may happen, man. Anything could happen in this crazy NBA. But I think it's more hope from Knicks fans and hope from media members than actual reality.
All right.
That's fantastic, Rick. Thank you so much. Love you coming on.
You're
appreciate
the man.
It, man.
Hey, guys, anytime. Call soon.
All right. Thank you. That is Rick Kambla from NBA TV. I think we covered
so
the gamut
good.
Pretty well.
He is so good.
Well, he's good because he loves it. And I've known him for 15 years, and he just literally loves the NBA.
And let's not forget, the man's going through hell because he's an Atlanta Hawks guy. I mean,
well, technically,
no, I think he's a Timberwolves fan.
He's a Timberwolves. No, he's a Timberwolves guy.
Which might be worse.
All his tweets are about Atlanta.
I know, because he lives in Atlanta now.
He's in the middle of that mess.
He has switched to the Falcons football-wise, but his heart is with the T-Wolves. He's a Minnesota guy. That's Chris is right. All right, Chris told you that he's got a coyote in his neighborhood roaming around. I have one that may top that when we come back. Plus more reaction to the NBA trade deadline at 239-337 ESPN. It's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
They have their fingers on the pulse of the sports world. This is Sheeman and Shepard.
Yeah, exactly.
On 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Everybody.
gotta get up.
Woo! Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I have a mini grievance.
You do?
Yeah, it's about...
With who?
Levertard show today.
Oh, okay.
About the chip. They stole one of our ideas and started talking about chips today. I don't know if you heard it. It's around...
really?
Probably 12 o'clock hour.
I missed it today.
And they were talking about how the Dorito regular chip is overrated, which Chris is eating one right now.
It's my favorite,
which is not,
by the way.
Which is not. But to even put the blue bag, what the ranch thing, even in the same class, is ridiculous.
Are you talking about also Doritos?
Yes. Even close.
Because that would be my second, but original with the cheese is the first.
The original is spread. I don't think the blue bag comes even close.
I like the ranch for every once in a while to mix it up, but I haven't had them in years. But I have had the red bag Doritos with the regular cheese all the time. Those are fantastic. Maybe the best chip of all time.
You can't beat. And then Sugatch, I shouldn't be surprised, who says he'd rather stick a sour cream and onion regular Lay's chip without the ridges into dip or whatever.
It can't be done.
You can't.
It breaks. It crumbles.
It breaks.
Yeah. You can't. Which it I can't be know, done. Listen to him, you know, but. How do you not like ridges on your chips for dip? I'm sorry. We had this discussion super week.
You have, to have them. Have to have the ridge.
I've actually never had a bad Dorito.
Yeah.
I love all Doritos.
Well, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And they have the hot spices.
Sometimes you'll get one that doesn't have quite as much sprinkled cheese on it. It's a little more. But then you'll get one that's double loaded.
Hot, spicy ones I could probably do without.
No, I don't think I can.
Although,
do
those, all that stuff makes great crumble.
Yeah,
and
it does.
Macaroni and cheese, you put that on top.
I've taken the cheesy Doritos and used that for my for taco salad.
Absolutely.
Oh,
God, yes. Yeah.
Instead of regular chips or whatever. It's
but I don't know how the and they have the real hot and spicy. There was like four or five different types of Doritos now, right?
Yeah, there's a few.
Several.
Yeah.
Nothing beats the red bag, the original.
Well,
nothing.
Now I'm hungry and I'm nothing. Gonna, it's the top of the hour. I'm going to go get one.
But to say, Stugatz, that
I just crushed that bag.
Regular
they're small.
Sour cream and onion, regular Lay's chip is the way to go. Yeah. Out of your mind.
I think Stugatz is, he's Stugatz.
Out of your mind. I mean, nobody dips regular chips into a dip.
Well, he says things that are wrong
ridges.
All the time, so why should this be any different?
I know.
I don't even buy those chips.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a waste of time.
And you know what I think is, for on this, never been a big fan of the Pringle. Any Pringle.
You know.
The Lays are better than the Pringles.
Pringle.
The stack of Lays stack is of better Lays. Than Pringles, in my opinion.
But I've just never,
Chris, Pringles were big when I was a kid.
When Pringles first came out when we were kids, when Craig and I were kids, oh my God, you would have thought.
Because with the
reinvented the wheel.
They fit perfectly on your tongue with all that salt. Oh,
they used to overcharge. Remember how much a can of Pringles?
Once you get to a certain age, your hand is so fat it can't fit all the way in the tube. So what you have to end up doing is just smashing the remaining 20 chips because your fat hand can't
dump it
in.
Dump it out.
My rookie friend here, you have to have the right angle and just pour out a section of a sleeve. Now, if it gets busted up in transit, you open it up, you got a bunch of crummy ones on top, that could be a problem.
No, that's great. That's what I do with the final 10 Pringles. If they're around, I'll figure out a way to mash them up, and now you have a drinkable potato chip.
Drinkable.
Yeah, you just turn it up and you just house it.
Oh, and then you get one that catches a tonsil on the way down on a cornered edge.
I still like Pringles. We don't get them as much as
I don't like.
I haven't had Pringles in years, but I've switched over to the Lay's stack.
Good commercials. I don't like the Pringles.
Yeah, Google the old Pringles commercials. Pringles, newfangled potato. We're like, what's potatoes in a can? What's that?
Our text line is still down.
Yeah.
This is upsetting me.
What's up with that?
I like feedback.
I know.
Where's
because people are creative and they add stuff.
How do we fix that?
It's an internet issue. Like, not our internet, their internet.
Our phone line still works at 239-337 ESPN. And we will update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll at the top of the hour as well.
Yeah, tweet us.
And we'll also get back into, if you case you miss it, because we get a new audience at 4 o'clock, we will go through back what LeVar Ball said. You are not going to believe this.
All right,
when you thought it was going to get ridiculous.
We'll do that, but real quick, I want to get some out before the break.
Yeah,
because Chris said he had a coyote in your neighborhood?
A coyote, yeah.
There's a story that kept popping up on all my media, my phone, my computer, everything the past couple of days. I wanted to mention this yesterday and did. A jogger was jogging on a trail in Colorado, out in the woods or whatever, and was attacked by a mountain lion.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain lion attacks are rare. Fewer than 20 people haven't been killed in North America in the last 100 years. But this one attacked him, puncture wounds in the guy's face, his arms, just west of Denver. But
any warnings?
No, it just jumped on him while he's jogging. Well, you know what it's like when you're jogging and you can't
breathe?
Beware
of animals, that kind of thing.
How about not jogging in nature all by yourself?
Well, is there a warning that says, you know, in Colorado when you ski, a lot of times it says be quiet going through this thing, causing an avalanche.
I wouldn't do it.
Don't jog or beware of wild animals as you're jogging. No?
But he did somehow win and ended up, it says he killed the mountain lion. Man one, mountain lion zero.
It's exactly the reason I don't jog.
That is the reason. Under any circumstance, do not jog. Jogging is bad for you. All right, coming up, we'll get into the insanity of LeVar, Lonzo, and the non-trade in the NBA today. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. I got to get some chips now. And 99.3 ESPN app.